We're going to talk about two kinds of corruption because they're a little different in their implications. Corruption with and without theft. Let's set up a simple example of an import license. Say that you're a merchant and you need to import some goods and services from abroad to keep your business running. But under this regime, by assumption, there's not free trade. There's some amount of corruption. You need to purchase an import license from the government to be able to consummate those purchases of the goods and services. We're now going to look at how this process can work with theft and without theft, as it's been called. In the case with theft, let's say that the government charges $200 for the import license. A corrupt officer on top of that charges $100, but once the officer takes the $100, there's never a time when the government gets any $200. The buyer has simply paid $100 to the officer, and in essence that officer has stolen from the government. There simply isn't the cash sent back to the government, and this, of course, is one form of corruption. You'll notice this is a form of corruption which, at least in the short run, the buyer prefers, because instead of having to pay $200 to the government for the license, the buyer simply pays $100 to the officer. Precisely because the buyer prefers this, this kind of corruption tends to be more persistent, because the buyer has no reason to report it. If the buyer reported it and the officer was shut down or sent to jail, in the longer run, each time the buyer would be paying $200 to the government instead of $100 to the officer. One way to fix this is to create an accounting system so that there's a measured flow of how many import licenses are going out and how much money is flowing in, and if the two do not correspond, then someone can investigate and see if the officers are in some manner stealing from the government. Now let's look at the case without theft. This is going to work somewhat differently. The import license still costs $200, and now we have the official demanding an extra $100 and requiring a $200 to be sent back along to the government. So the total price to the buyer is now $300. The officer is not stealing from the government, but rather tacking something extra onto the price. And of course, this is more difficult for the buyer. This is one reason why buyers may at least sometimes report corruption without theft, because for them it means higher prices for the import licenses. How to fix this? Well, it's different than trying to set up an accounting scheme, as with corruption with theft. In this case, one potential remedy is to introduce competition among government agents. That is, make it possible for someone demanding an import license to purchase that license from more than one official. If you can imagine a number of officials competing against each other to sell an import license to this buyer, the competition will tend to lower the price of the bribe, and perhaps rather than the bribe being $100, that bribe will fall toward the sum of zero precisely because of the competition. So in this case, there's a different mechanism for how the corruption works, and there's also a different suggested remedy. The remedy here is to not only introduce competition between the government agents, but also to monitor for theft, to make sure that the case of without theft does not collapse into the case with theft. Now let's consider why penalizing corruption doesn't always work. Imagine, for instance, a situation where corruption is supplied somewhat competitively. For instance, imagine that, say, 30 officers are willing to sell you an import license for a bribe. The government then comes along and decides that any officer caught selling an import license for a bribe will face a very stiff prison term. This serves as a kind of implicit tax on bribery and the selling of corruption licenses. The stiffer the possible prison term, the more officers will be afraid to sell you bribes. So rather than having, say, 30 officers being willing to sell you bribes, maybe now, after the threat of prison, we have only 15 or maybe only 10 officers willing to sell you bribes. That means less competition. When you have less competition, what happens to market price? We know, of course, that market price goes up. If market price goes up, that means the bribes are more expensive. It means that fewer import licenses are sold. It means that there is less trade, and overall it means a less efficient outcome. The stiff penalties, of course, might work if they're so stiff that they get rid of corruption altogether. But it's possible in many cases that what the stiff penalties do is move us from a situation where a lot of import licenses are sold for low prices to a situation where fewer licenses are sold for higher prices, and that makes the overall effects of the corruption worse rather than better. These points can all be found in a well-known 1993 article called Corruption by Andre Schleifer and Robert Vishny.